Today's reading is taken from Revelation chapter 21, reading from verses 1 to 6. If you want to follow in the Pew Bibles, it's on page 1249. Okay, chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And then I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life." This is the word of the Lord.
I don't know if any other children want to come and join these two at the front, where you'll have a really good view of what's going on in the talk. If you want to, then now is the time to come down. Otherwise, we'll crack on. I wonder what sort of place you love best. Maybe it's your home. That's my brother's home. Maybe it's a beautiful garden. That's Winterbourne Gardens at the University of Birmingham. Maybe some place among in the countryside or among the mountains, view of the mountains of Mourne, County Down. Or maybe you're somebody who actually loves the bustle and excitement of the city. In our Bible reading, the writer John's describing a vision that he saw, a vision of God's eternal future for the world after Jesus returns one day in the future and makes everything new and good. So what's it going to be like? A home or a garden or the countryside or a city or something different again? What we see in our Bible reading is that I think it's going to have elements of all of those good things. So here at the front of church, as you probably noticed this morning already, we have a bit of a garden. And you might remember how right at the beginning of the Bible, God made a beautiful garden, didn't he? He called it the Garden of Eden. He put in it Adam and Eve, the first two humans, so they could live in the garden and take good care of it. Dan, you might want to there they are. Or at least cardboard representations of them. But God's garden got spoiled. Actually, you can see some of my flowers are dying already. Human relationships broke down, and also their relationship with God. But God had a plan. That's what I was talking about earlier. God wanted to make things better again. He wanted to mend his broken world. That's what we've been talking about these last months in church. God's big plan to heal and restore and make things better and new. And today's Bible reading, thank you for reading that, Jamie, is pretty much the end of the plan. We're not there yet in our time, but the reading tells us something about what it's going to be like after the end of history, when Jesus comes again and God's big plan is fully revealed. What we find in those last two chapters of the Bible, which Jamie read, is that it's a bit like a garden. You look on at the rest of those chapters and you find it's described kind of like a garden. It's like seeing the Garden of Eden over again. And in the vision, God has undone everything that had gone wrong in the world. But it's not exactly the same as the garden God had made. The garden in Revelation is better. It's more beautiful than the garden in Genesis chapter 2. How so? Well, the thing is, it's not just a garden now. It's also a city. The reading says, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It's a garden city. And it's even more beautiful than the first garden, for one thing, because being a city means actually there's room for more people. Shall we have that one? Is it going to balance? Let's put it there. Good. We've got a city. But because it's a city, there's room for more people. Eden just had Adam and Eve, and that was it. But now, in Revelation, the garden's going to be filled with all of God's holy people. And Elizabeth and Lydia are just unfolding a few more of these cardboard people. But the city will be filled with all the people who've been rescued by Jesus, all the people who've been brought into God's family from every background you can imagine. And did you notice how it said that the city was like a bride dressed for her wedding day? It's a strange thought, isn't it? The reading carries on. I saw the holy city prepared like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. The thing about a wedding is it's all about the bride and the groom coming together and then being together always. That's why in the wedding photos you always have the bride and the groom. They're always there, center of attention. It's their day. So when our reading talks about the city being prepared like a bride, there has to be a groom. And who is it? It's God. That's what the writer is saying. He's saying that in God's eternal future, God and his people are being brought together so that they'll finally be with each other forever. And that's amazing. That's a beautiful picture of what God's going to do. The reading says, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among his people, and he will dwell with them. Now we've got another big thing to fit in. Thank you, Graham. God's throne. God living right among his people. So we have this big chair to represent God living with his holy people. The reading says, they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. That's an amazing joy and privilege for us to look forward to. There's no longer any separation. There's no longer any distance between us and God. And that's possible because of Jesus, because of God's Son who died and rose again for us. Jesus' death is what makes it all possible. In heaven, Jesus will still have his wounds from when he died on the cross. Are we good? Hooray. Nothing's gone wrong. Nothing's fallen over and hurt me yet. In heaven, Jesus will still have his wounds from when he died. But that's not a sad thing. That's a completely beautiful thing, because it's what made all of everything else possible. And because we'll be together with God forever, the reading says that God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There'll no longer be any death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And so Elizabeth, just wiping away the tears from our little cardboard people, because everything sad will have ended. God will be making everything new and good and sadness. And it's not even just the people who will be made new, but actually the whole of creation will be restored and made perfect. John sees that in his vision. Because God's there, God can supply every need that anyone and anything else has. That's what it means when John writes that he heard God saying, "To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life." Where God is, water that nourishes all God's creation can stream out and nourish everything else in God's new creation. Everything good is flowing out from God, sat on his throne. Where God is, blessings flow out. One day, Jesus is going to return and make everything good and new. All God's holy people, from every place and every time, we're all going to be gathered together in his holy garden city, to live with him and serve him and be refreshed by him forever. It's like the Garden of Eden being restored. Only it's better. It's so much better, because now it has all of God's holy people. Better because in that day, God's big plan to rescue and restore his world will have shown us as completely as it can what God is like. God is self-giving. God is loving. God keeps his promises. Let's pray together. Thank you, God, for this picture of your new and restored creation. Lord, we pray that the day may soon come when you do all these things, when you bring us into your new creation, when you gather into your presence in your great garden city, all your people, to live with you forever. Lord, make us ready to meet you on that day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.